Yeah, to be honest with you, they were two quick fire goals, but I don't think they were out of the blue goals. They weren't goals where you could see it coming.
Okay, here's Neil Ardley then, post-match at Bristol City.
Neil, you more than matched them for an hour, but for two quick fire goals, was the difference in the end?
Yeah, to be honest with you, they were two quick fire goals, but I don't think they were out of the blue goals. They weren't goals where you could see it coming. At the end of the day, we had a game plan. We were brave. We played two forwards. We had a go at it, and I thought we were more than a match for them.
Yeah, I mean, you're unlucky not to get an equaliser at the end. I mean, they've pulled off a great stop.
Yeah, listen, it's the two goals, like you say, goals change games, and they've got a habit of scoring. They've had a habit of scoring in the league regularly, but I'd like to think that our boys did us proud as a club, and certainly gave the fans something to sing about. And I'd like to think they've given Bristol as hard a game as they possibly had here.
Yeah, you must be pleased. I mean, a positive to take out of that, to push a team like that who have, practically won most games they've played and unbeaten in the league,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And at this, I hate losing, so I'm not in here dancing for joy, that's for sure. But I think we've got a good team. We're searching for a little bit of consistency. But today, against a very good team, we played very, very well.
Yeah, and hopefully you can take that into Saturday and against Dagenham.
Yeah, obviously they're different games, League Two. This was a little bit more of an open game, the way Bristol play. They opened the pitch up very, very well, and they've got such a good attacking threat. But again, I thought throughout most of the game, I didn't think you would be looking at top of League One against 17th in League Two for most of the game.
Yeah, you only made a couple of changes. Bayo, was that just to give him a rest?
Yeah, we've got four games in 11, 12 days. The pitch was very heavy against York. We haven't got a big squad. So ultimately, I had to look today, and I was hoping we'd get through without any injuries. I was always going to give Riggy an hour tops, and Danny Ballman an hour tops, and Tubbsy an hour top, trying to manage players through the week. And the players that come on did excellent as well.
Yeah, everyone's come through it unscathed, isn't it?
No. We got a few niggles. Players are playing on. There's some players playing on painkillers at the moment. But what can you do when you've got four games in whatever, 11 odd days? It's really, really hard to get any rest and recovery into them.
Well, very positive, Neil. Right from the start, from what you've seen and heard of Bristol City, how did you feel you could hurt them tonight?
I watch all the teams we play against a couple of times, so I've watched them and obviously been very impressed by what I saw. But I felt with the system that Bristol play, we would struggle if we played one up. So I had to try and come up with a way of having bodies in midfield but playing two up as well, and I didn't want to let Bristol have the middle of the pitch and enjoy it. So we played a little bit narrow. We had we could only really do a bit of work yesterday on it. We were trying to recover from the York game but prepare for this game at the same time, so we did a bit of work, and the boys have applied it really, really well. So I think we've had a go. I think we've had a good go at it. I think we've given them a good game. We've just come up short.
Made a great impression.
Thank you.
Neil, looking at Matt Tubbs, I mean, I think his deal expires, or his loan ends in January. Would you like to keep him longer than that?
His loan ends the end of the season.
Okay.
But there is, as always, there will be, with clubs, a clause in there for Bournemouth to call him back if they wanted to in the January period. So, but he's ours till the end of the season, and yeah, absolutely, who wouldn't want to keep Matt Tubbs?
I spoke to Ed and he said that they were going to reassess it in January. Do you think there's a risk that you could lose into another club who might come in?
There's always a risk when they're not your players, but I can assure you we will do everything we possibly can as a club to try and keep Matt Tubbs, keep him happy, keep him here. He's as good a goal scorer at our level as I've seen. He's even though he's had a little bit of a spell lately where he hasn't scored so much, he still looks like he's going to score. So I'm sure that will turn around and he'll be a 20 goal season striker.
He certainly scores goals at League Two level, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we work so hard to get him.
How's Frankie Sutherland done for you since he's come in?
Frankie's done brilliant. He made his debut in a tough FA Cup game on Saturday. He was excellent, and I just thought today, for somebody coming out of under 21 football that had a knee injury last season, to flog him three games in a week would be tough. I tried to use my squad. But I thought Sammy Moore was excellent today, and I thought Jake Nicholson had a good game. So, I'm chuffed with the boys that have come in, and it gives me a little bit more strength in depth when they play that well.
The loan window is still open. Are you hoping to bring him an Arsenal for a close?
We're assessing Andy Frampton. Obviously, Andy came off last week with his injury, so we're assessing Frammo. If it's longer than we first think, then we'll probably look to do something.
Yeah, when do you think you'll know him? Maybe?
Thursday. We'll have a look Thursday, and I've got to trust my physio. If he says he feels he'll be back in a week or two, then we might hold fire. If not, we'll take action.